This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Budget Lumber. Michelle Dennehy from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. And Michelle, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So this weekend, it's Free Fishing Weekend in Oregon. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so this Saturday and Sunday, August 15th and 16th, you can fish crab or clam for free in Oregon. That means you don't need a license. If you want a salmon or steelhead fish, you don't need a tag. You don't need a shellfish license. If you're up north, you don't need the Columbia River Basin endorsement. And that applies to both residents and non-residents. However, there are some special restrictions in place due to COVID-19 for non-residents, which I'll cover later. But basically, yeah, you can fish crab or clam for free. You do need to follow all other regulations, so definitely want to check for bag limits. And you can do that at eregulations.com. And if you're fishing for salmon or steelhead or on the coast, we do have in-season changes. And those are covered on our website, myodfw.com, on the recreation report. So again, it's free, but you do want to make sure you follow all regulations.
Now, you guys do this several times during the year, correct?
Yes, we do it about 8 days each year. We always do it for the opt-out side weekend on the 2 days after Thanksgiving. We usually do it the first weekend of June, which usually coincides with State Parks Free Camping Day. And then we've been doing it on President's Day weekend. So this is a great chance, if you are already an angler, to take out someone new so you can introduce them to fishing. Or if maybe you've thought about it, it's a great chance to try it. And then if you like it, maybe go on to do it more than just, you know, a few times a year.
Well, obviously, fishing is big around the Umpqua Valley with people coming from all over the world, literally, to fish the North Umpqua River. A lot of opportunities. I know we've got people in our building already talking about fishing this weekend, even before they found out it was free. Let's see here. What other things should people know about how this all works?
So I think right now in the Southwest Zone, I'm hearing that smallmouth bass fishing has been very good on the Umpqua, just because it's very hot right now. Generally, your best opportunities are going to be warm water fishing or go up into the higher elevation areas and go to the high lakes to do some trout fishing. We stock those every other year. And really, if you're looking for the latest best opportunities, I would check myodfw.com, our recreation report. We update it every Thursday, so it's going to be updated later today. And that tries to cover the best opportunities in each area based on what we hear from our local field staff. So that's really your best bet. But again, right now, I'm hearing smallmouth bass fishing has been very good on the Umpqua. Another kind of interesting opportunity in the Coquille River Basin, we had an illegal introduction of smallmouth bass a few years ago, and we are seeing an impact on our fall Chinook. So we recently loosened those regulations so you can now spearfish in the Coquille River system. Again, go to myodfw.com to find out more about that. And we just have a ton of great tips there, including, you know, where to crab, where to clam, because all that is open too. But while I'm on that topic, let me just cover. So clamming is closed to non-residents all along the coast, and crabbing is closed in ocean areas north of Cape Falcon, so not in your area. Non-residents can crab in your area. And again, that's just due to COVID-19 and just concerns about seeing a large influx of visitors to the coast.
And, of course, people just love getting out to fish, getting away from everything. What's been different about fishing this year with COVID-19?
Well, we're actually seeing more interest in fishing. And I think it's because I think we understand and everyone knows that being outdoors is a safe place to be. So, and also it's been a very hard time for everyone. And this is a bit of a respite to be able to go outdoors and fish or hike. So one thing, we are just reminding people, please practice social distancing. It may be even more crowded this weekend because it's going to be very hot. There's free fishing. Stay 6 feet away from people and make sure you bring your mask. So if you can't stay 6 feet away from people, you can wear your mask. And then we're just urging people to be prepared and bring everything they need, hand sanitizer, bring your supplies, pack it out, because I think most things have really reopened, but at least when this first hit, there was a lot of things closed. So it's also good that just check for access before you go. Of course, now it's wildfire season too, so there may be closures in place if there's a fire. So always a good thing not to just get in your car and get stuck on the way, but make sure you check before you go what's open.
All right, Michelle Dennehy from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. Free fishing weekend this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Michelle, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQAN, the morning conversation, a presentation of Budget Lumber.